More than $32 billion. That's what airlines earned last year from just the extra fees that we're paying for bags and seat selection and a few other things. Joining us live to talk about holiday travel, Peter Greenberg, travel editor for CBS News. Peter, it's unbelievable. It appears the airlines have finally found a way to make money.
Well, I'll tell you the secret story about this. The reason why they're able to do this and make all that money is because of taxes. You see, airline tickets are taxed at such a high rate by the federal government that the airlines say, why should we spend all that money on taxes when we'll keep fares wherever they're going to be and then charge you for everything short of breathing, which is only taxed at the state sales charge, the state sales tax rate. So as a result, they're making a lot of money because they get to retain most of that fee.
It's amazing how infuriating it is, though, to deal with those fees. Nobody likes them. Passengers are always upset about it, and it's just another thing in a long list of things that upset passengers, yet the airlines do not seem to really care that much anymore.
No, the airlines have a new model. The new model for the airlines is, we're not happy until you're not happy. And basically, we're not happy because we're being, oh, you guys like that one. Okay.
I do.
But the thing is, this is how the landscape is changing. And the question now is not whether you're going to pay the fees, how many fees can you possibly avoid? And that's tough to do when the airlines are coming up with every new way to generate revenue they can. There's an airline in Europe called Ryanair. He's actually come up with an idea to sell tickets standing room only.
But, you know, Peter, whatever happened to this whole thing of keep the customer happy, that's the key to long-term business success.
Well, that occurs when you have competition. Look, 8 years ago, we had 7 or 8 legacy airlines in the United States. Now we're down to 4, and if American merges with U.S. Air next year, we'll be down to 3. So when you have fewer flights, fewer planes, less competition, the same number of people competing for fewer seats, there's no incentive for anybody to be competitive because they're flying at about 86% load factors, which means the planes are essentially full. So we're going to be stuck for a couple of years until somebody wakes up, basically just paying more for getting less.
So here we are just 2 days before Thanksgiving. If someone is to decide at the last minute, okay, let's go ahead and go visit Grandma, is it too late to get a decent airfare?
It is not too late as long as you embrace my philosophy that Thanksgiving is nothing more than an obligatory dysfunctional family get-together. And so once you do that, then you want to minimize the time you spend with your demented relatives. And the way you do that is you take the very first flight out on Thanksgiving morning. You'll still get to where you need to go in time to carve a turkey and have them push all your emotional buttons. And then what you do on Friday when they're all in the car stuck at the mall for Black Friday, guess what? You are on the airport leaving because nobody flies on Friday. You can go bowling on that flight. And it's a win-win-win. I'll tell you why. First of all, you get an airfare that's cheap. You're not going to get crowded. And last but not least, the weekend reverts back to you. You can watch as much fast football as you want. And you've satisfied all your obligations.
Well, for those who've decided that they do their traveling around the Christmas holiday, are there still opportunities to catch some good deals there?
Yeah, there are. Because, believe it or not, tomorrow is the busiest travel day of the year. Christmas is not. Because people can stagger their departures on Christmas. Everybody knows everybody's going to be leaving the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's why they made that movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, to celebrate that ridiculous day. But no, Christmas you can get deals as long as you understand the blackout dates and you go a couple of days before or come back a couple of days after, you'll be in good shape.
Peter, hope you have a great Thanksgiving yourself.
I'm in Cape Town, and they don't know from Turkey here, so I'm having fun.
Yeah, all right.
It took that far a trip to get him away from family so he wouldn't have to go through that awful experience.